Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this Friday morning, the third Friday of May 2022. This morning, hallelujah, we just give honor to God who have, hallelujah, allowed us come this morning. Amen. And we praise God, hallelujah, for this. We want you to enjoy what God is going to say to us today. Because I'm like, woo, Lord, that's kind of deep there. So we're going to let Mother Sydney come on and pray. Amen. And then we're going to come back, take our announcements, and we're going to take any questions or comments from previous times, and then we're going to go right into our lesson.
Amen. Good morning, Dr. Wilkes. Good morning, Jesus. Nice have you here. Father God, we say good morning to you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we say nice having you here, because there go our fears, there go our burdens. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Father God, we thank you early this morning as we meet you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father, for another day. Another day that we never seen before. Another day that we don't even know about. Another day that we have not tapped into, Father God. It's a new beginning to you, Shia, God, for us on this day, Lord God. Because yesterday is gone, Lord God, which is the past, never to return again, Lord God. And we glean to the El Shaddai, God, from our past. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank and praise you, Lord God, and we ask you that you forgive us under the El Shaddai, God, for our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Father God, we just say forgive us, Lord God, on this day as we go forward, God. Oh, God, this is the day, and it is your God, that the Lord has made. And I will, hallelujah, rejoice and be glad in it today, God. Oh, God, touch the vocal cords on it, and it is your God. Allow clarity to come through your hand servant, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that is the strength of God. And remove all mucus on the Oshia, God. In the name of Jesus, God, anything that hinders us, God, the Oshia, God, to go forward in your word, to go forward in prayer, God, to go forward, Lord God, as you mandated us, God, to go, Amen, the Oshia, God, and make disciples of all men, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, when you tell us to baptize them, God, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, and teaching them, God, to observe all things, God, hallelujah, whatsoever you have taught us, God. And Father God, we thank and praise you for this day, God. We thank and praise you for your power, God, because you are mission, Lord God. You're all-knowing, God. You're omnipotent, Lord God. You're all-powerful, God. And all power is given unto you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask you today, God, that you, Lord God, strengthen the Oshaya, God, and cover, Lord God, the visionary of the line, God. Abba Oshaya, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, in his home, I need the Oshaya, God. As he continues to pour out, God, that you pour back in, God, that you restore, God, that you realign, God, that you recalibrate, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, God, that you regenerate, God, every virtue, God, that he poured out with his spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We send angels, God, angels, Lord God, that be encamped around him, God, to be able to minister unto him, God, as the angels of the living God, minister unto Jesus as he was out in the wilderness, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we hold them up before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, in the Oshaya, God, that you allow no backlash, no retaliation, in the Oshaya, God. When he go before your people, God, when he minister to your word, when he minister your word, God, every word of wisdom, every word of prophecy, God, every word of knowledge, God, that he pour out, God. Oh, God, we ask you that you continue to sustain him, God. And Lord God, wherever, God, he preached the proclamation of your word, God, the kerygma, in the name of Jesus, we ask you today, God, that you bless, God. Oh, God, that you carry, Lord God. That you empower, Lord God. Lord God, let fire on this morning, God, fall from heaven, God. In the name of Jesus, God. As Dr. Wilk go forward, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Out of a bed, God. Shall flow rivers of living water, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I speak strength, God, in your Mosiah, God, up over her, God. Lord God, pour down, God, your wisdom from on high, God. Give her a rhema, and there's a Mosiah, God. Give her a rhema word now, God, for your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless her family, God. Bless her husband, God. Bless her children, God. The Most High, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And all of those, God, that come up on the line, God. Right now, God, in the Yoshua, God. All of our cares, God. We commit it unto you, God. All of our burdens. In the Most High, God. We commit it unto you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and as your woman of God, as you pour out, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, in the Oshaya, God, that you refill, God, in the Oshaya, that you replenish, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, expand today, God, expand, Lord God, the lungs, God, in the Oshaya, God, in your people, God, expand the Oshaya, God, and strengthen lungs of the Elbushiki, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come up against respiratory problems, God. We come up against respiratory disease, God. We come up against sinus problems, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call them out by name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, every germ and every virus, God, that tries to attack, God, Lord God, the vocal cords, and I'm on the God, oh God, the respiratory system, the lungs and the Oshaya, God, I decree and declare, Lord God, that our lungs are strong, God. Oh, God, now I'm the Oshaya. Every breath that we inhale, God, and as we exhale in the middle of Oshaya, God, the lungs are strengthened, God. We come up against infection, viral infections, another Oshaya, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I speak illness of the lungs. healers of the respiration, God. God. In the name of Jesus, God, every breath, God, that we breathe, God, it is your breath, God, God. And as we inhale, God, oh, God, we exhale, God, everything, God, that is not like you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, when we inhale, God, we inhale in my name, Messiah, your healing, God. And we inhale, Lord God, we inhale your strength, God. When we inhale, God, we inhale, Lord God, your love, God. All of you, God, the Ruach of God, the breath of God, Lord, when we inhale, God, everything, God, that is of you, God, oh, God, flows, God, through our larynx, God, and it flows through the lungs and expand the lungs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. When we inhale, God, we inhale the word of God. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When we inhale, God, we inhale everything that's not like you, God. Everything that is of you, God. We inhale you, Lord God. We inhale, Lord God, as you said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, God. Then you tell us, be not conformed to this world, God, but be ye transformed, God, by the renewing of the mind, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, we command the Oshaya, God, all sinus disease, all sinus, God, pressure, God, all sinus infection, God. Lord God, the drainage of the sinus, God, down through the vocal cord, God, we command it to cease and desist now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we command them in the Messiah, God, as we speak your word, God, and we apply the blood, God, up over, Lord God, every sickness, every disease, God, that tries to linger in our body, God. And we say, be thou whole today. We say, be thou free today. Be thou delivered today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as you have delivered your people, God, and as you have healed your people, God, and as you have set free of your people, God, Lord God, let them rejoice, God. Let them start giving you thanks, God. Let them start giving you praise, God. Let them start rejoicing in you, Lord God, and wait, God, on the manifestation of it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you now, God. Lord God, that you're sending angels, God. Lord, angels from heaven, God, to come down to earth, Lord God, on assignment, God, to your people, Lord God. Oh, God, the people of God, the ecclesia of God. Lord God, the cold out one, Lord God, that's lifting up the bloodstained banner, God. Those that are calling upon the name of Jesus, God. Yeshua HaMashiach, God. And I'm Messiah, God. Lord God, we thank you for, Lord God, the fire of heaven, God, that is falling on today, God. We thank you, God, for the fire, God. Oh, God, that's going to burn up, God, the Osiah, God, the same fire, God. Oh, God, that Elijah command to come down from heaven, God, the same fire, God. It's a consuming fire, Lord God, and we thank you today, God, for your fire, God. Oh, God, that burns up everything that's not like you, God. That fire, Lord God, the refinery fire, Lord God. Oh, God, that comes, Lord God, and make us as pure gold, God. The same fire, Lord God, that stood in the fire with the Hebrew bars, God, and the Osiah, God. That same fire, God, that fell upon them, God, on the day of Pentecost, God. We thank you this morning, Lord God.
Oh, as we lay prostrate in our spirit, God, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for your Ruach Hakodesh. We thank you, Lord God, for blowing, God, up on us this morning, God. We thank you for the wind of the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, that's blowing up, God. Oh, God, that's strengthening the Oshaya, God. That is healing, Lord God. That is set free, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, oh God, have answered the call, God, that have answered, Lord God, a yes to you, Lord God. Yes, I will be made whole, God. An individual answer, God. They say, yes, I'll be made whole, God. I'll receive your healing, Lord God. I'll receive it from heaven, God. Oh, my middle Messiah, God. And we thank you this morning, God, as we shall back you, Lord God. Oh, my middle Messiah, Lord God. Lord God, we welcome you today, God, as we prepare our house, God, as we prepare our temple, God. Oh, my name is Osiah, God, that you may flow through us freely, Lord God, that you may go in and out of our home, God, as we sanctify our temple, God, as we sanctify our home, God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, Lord God. I will bless your name, God, early this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we shall back you, Lord God. Early morning, Lord God, we bless your holy name, God, from the rising of the sun, God, to the going down of the same, God. We will exalt you, God. God. We will magnify you, God. We will magnify you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because in our weakness, God, you are made strong, Lord God. You are made strong, God. And Lord God, I pray Psalms 91, God, up over your people as they come into the room, God. And all of those that are presently here, Lord God. Administrator Brian, God. Namo Shania, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, as we cover her and her son, God. The baby Osiah and the grandchildren of the Mosiah, God. You yet still handing out miracles, God. You yet still healing, Lord God. You yet still being a provider, Lord God. You yet still being Jehovah Jireh, God. You yet still being Jehovah Shalom, God. You yet still being Adonai, Mosiah, God. And we thank you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, oh, bless your name. We couldn't thank you enough, God. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord God, that our name, God, is written in the Lamb Book of Life, God. We thank you today, Lord God, because when you made roll call, Lord God, we woke up, God, and we accept the call. We accept, God, that we are the ecclesia. We are the called out one, God, and we give you the glory on this morning. And I thank you. I thank you this morning, God, for your strength to be able to pray. I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing it today for your people, God. And everything, Lord God, that the people need, God, by the sound of my voice as they come in on the line, God, spoken and unspoken prayer requests, God, thy will be done in their life. In heaven as it is in earth, God. In earth as it is in heaven, God. And we bless you on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready,
get ready, get ready,
get ready, get ready. God bless you, Angel Hooks. God bless you, Mother Sydney. Please keep in mind the following announcements. This coming Sunday at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, they extend a special invitation to you for Family and Friends Day. That's at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr. is the pastor. Also, you heard the announcement about the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference that's going to be held June the 24th through the 26th, and that's going to take place at 231 East 146th Street. That's Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. The registration fee is $100. You can register via Cash App. That's money sign RFPIM. You can mail at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com, or you can go to the ministry website at WeRestoreYou.org. Also, on bringing the word on that Friday night will be our very own Apostle Molly Simmons of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. The Saturday workshops will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. with Bishop Jesse Williams of Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace of Birmingham, Alabama. The 7 o'clock p.m. service, Dr. LaRon Matthews will bring the word at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday morning, Evangelist Gwen Marshall of Arlington, Texas, will bring the word on Sunday morning. The hotel information, you can contact the Holiday Inn Express at 13330 Cicero Avenue in Crestwood, Illinois. The number is 708-597-3330. Again, that's the Holiday Inn Express, 708-597-3330. Ask for the Lifeline Conference block, and the deadline to make your reservations is June the 1st. Deadline to make your reservations is June the 1st. The deadline for registration is June 15th, and when you register, please include your shirt size as well. For more information on any of these announcements about the conference, please call 708-825-1988, or you can call 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaRon Matthews Ministries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
I'm sorry, I'm talking and you're not hearing me. All right. Amen. Good. Administrator, do we have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. There's a question on the table. Okay. There's a question on the table. It says, if we as believers are modern day seeds of Abraham, as scripture teaches us, why then are so many Christians broke financially and economically frustrated?
That's simple. Amen. Before I answer any questions, let me pray. Amen. That I will not just sound like I'm just babbling. Father, we thank you for the prayers that went up this morning. But God, we thank you for the question that is on the table. And oh God, you know all things. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, endow me, allow the anointing, oh God, to flow through me and speak, oh God, hallelujah, with wisdom and with knowledge coming from heaven above. Lord, let me decrease and let you increase even the more and give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Read the question one more time, Administrator.
It says, if we as believers are a modern-day seed of Abraham, as scripture tells us, why then are so many Christians broke financially
and economically frustrated?
First of all, I want to speak out of experience. Many a time that, regardless of how we were brought up, the Bible tells us in all thy ways to acknowledge God, and he shall direct our path. And one of the things that most of any brother, no matter what race that they come in, we always seem to take care of personal desires, personal needs. Many a times, some people don't learn how to budget. They don't learn how to place their income before God and pay their tithes and give offerings. People don't believe that. They say, well, I'm suffering. I got to understand. But the word of God said, shall a man rob God? Not only with his tithes and offering, but with his time, with his substance or her substance. I say him, I'm talking about women too. So the reason why Abraham, when you go back and you study, for most part, you could see that Abraham, he acknowledged God. He gave, believe it or not. We have the seed of Abraham. Abraham was not poor. He became rich, and he abundant, and because of his faith, which made, that's the seed, that faith portion. And so if I was to answer this question, is a lot of times people get finances, they squander it, they don't save, they don't learn how to properly invest in things that is good. They take the money and they just spend it on unnecessary things. And I'm going to use this for an example. I tell my children, they said, why? You didn't buy a whole lot of name brand stuff. I said, well, you know, I had a lot of y'all. But I had to learn how to pray. I had to learn how to pray. I had to learn how to budget. I had to learn the things that I know now. If I had to learn when I was younger, I probably would have been a millionaire. Even when you get your paycheck and you pay your tithes and give your offering, how many of us pay ourselves? How many of us take $5 and put it away and don't go back and touch it and allow it to draw some type of interest? I had to learn a couple of years ago. I said, okay, I paid my tithes, I give my offering, but I wasn't saving anything. I wasn't doing anything for Carlina, but I was giving to others and not giving anything to myself. So what did I do? I had a special account that I sent X amount of dollars to my savings and X amount of dollars to my checking. And so what am I saying? I had to learn this in a later stage. But if I had just did it when I was younger, even if it was $5, I couldn't imagine. Over the 41 years that I've been married, about the 41 years, going on 41 years of being married, just imagine that $5 being put in an account for 5 years. And when I was getting paid twice a month, $10 times 12, that's $120. $120 times 40 years. Then when I start getting paid weekly, $5 every pay period, every time I got paid over those years. So you can just imagine the growth that was, and not touch it. I mean, really not touch that. So that is my answer, because most of the time we look at the now. I'm not trying to say that you're saving it for a rainy day. I'm not saying that. But we don't learn the proper stance of how God will bless us. It is. Yes, we know everybody ain't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. We know everybody doesn't have a well-paying job. But whatever it is, even those that have well-paying jobs, some of them save. And don't even, first of all, don't pay tithes. Don't give offerings. Don't acknowledge God. And then we struggle. Let them come up with some new Jordans. Oh, everybody, they busted. They gonna find a way to get them Jordans. Our pastor said something that made it. He says, sometimes people buy what they want and they beg for what they need. There's something wrong with that picture. We find other things more important. And I'm just using this as a woman, I'm not throwing off on him, but we find more for a pair of shoes, get our nails done, our hair done, and then we know that we're struggling to pay our rent, to get the lights on, to buy groceries. I told my children when they was growing up, that's not necessary. I even tell some of my adult children, was that necessary for you to get that? When you know you have children? When you know that you got lights to be due, that $10, $15, $20, whatever it is, could have been paid towards a bill. Okay? I'm just saying. So that is my phrase, that it wasn't offensive to anyone, but it was the answer that I can give.
Amen. Evangelist Wilkes, let's stay on the question that's on the table at this time.
All right. Well, it really is going in the direction after last of our first segment of May. After I got off the line, I stepped back. Administrator, you had texted me that question. I heard the Lord clearly say, this is how I want you to deal with the line from now on. The theme is going to be, let's talk life and family. So I'm going to be dealing with topics around life and family. For those of you that is joining, no matter where you are in the world, broadcast is being live all over the world. You may want to share. We're going to be talking about life and family and issues that we deal with now that was actually in the scripture. And as I begin to read the passage of scripture this morning, I have some topics that we deal with now. And we're going to use testimonies of the Word of God to talk about life and family. Now, if I get a little colorful, just laugh right on. Just keep laughing because I got to be comical. Amen. So that we can understand. I was really touched by the comment that came. And for those of you that have comments and you don't want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. You're going to get a chance to, on the blog side, the international side, get a chance to comment, and those on you on the conference line. This morning we're going to go, and it's really amazing, and I know there's nobody but God. The person talked about Abraham. The Lord spoke to me and said, okay, this is the first family that I want you to talk about. Ooh, hallelujah. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 16. Not like that you don't know this testimony, but we're going to deal with what went on, and we're going to break it down and how this is relating to us today. Let us go to Genesis chapter 16. We're going to read the entire chapter, which is 16 verses. Then we're going to move over. Amen. We're going to move over to chapter 21. And we're going to read 9 through 17. All right. Go count it with me, so please bear with me. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. She had a handmaid. She had a handmaid, not a slave. Okay? There's a difference. All right? And I'm going to break that down. An Egyptian whose name was Hagar. Sarai said it to Abraham, "Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go into thy maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her." And Abram hearkened unto the voice of Sarai. Sarai, Abraham's wife, Hagar, her maid, okay, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abram had 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. He went into unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Sarai said unto Abraham, "My wrong be upon thee." And she go accusing her husband. Her idea, but we're going to keep on going. "I have given my maid into thy bosom." She saw that she had conceived. "I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee." But Abram said unto Sarai, "Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleases thee." And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. She ran away. And the angel of the Lord, if you read it along with me, you will see Lord is in capital letters. When you see Lord is in capital letters, it is talking about God himself. L-O-R-D, not lowercase L-O-R-D, but capital L-O-R-D. Found by a fountain of water in the wilderness. By the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai, maid, whence comest thou, and hither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hand. Angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, and it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thine affliction. God was prophesying to this woman, a maid, not a slave. She was a maid. There was a difference between them, and I'm going to deal with that in a minute. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man and every man against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. She said, and she called the name of the Lord that spake to her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore, the well was called Bir Alostra. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered, and Hagar bare Abram a son. And Abraham called his name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 46 years old, when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. Now let's go over to the 21st chapter. We're going to go to verses 7, amen, through, I'm sorry, 21st chapter, verses 9 through 17. And Sarai saw that the son of Hagar, and Sarah, now her name is changed now, Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abram, mocking. Now, Ishmael here was about 15, 16 years old. He was older than Isaac. Wherefore, she said unto Abram, cast out thy this bondwoman. Now she want to make her a slave. But that's not the case. And her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. But she trying to call the shots, but God had already spoken what was going to happen. She couldn't change the wealth that was going to come upon them, because God had already spoken that upon, even though he was going to be a wild man. And another thing that she didn't realize before she opened her mouth and just started yakking, she only called her a bondwoman because of anger. She called her a slave because she didn't want to say her name. Now, this is something. Listen up. And this thing was grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. God said unto Abram, let it not be grievous in the sight because of the lad. He did not want to put out his child. God had to intervene here. Oh, and we're going to talk about this. Life and family, oh, yeah. God has to do some intervening sometimes in the family matters and issues. We're going to talk. Because thy bondwoman, in all that Sarah have said unto thee, hearken unto the voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also the son of the bondwoman, I will make a nation because he is thy seed. Abraham rose up early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulders. And the child that sent her away, she departed and wandered into the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was thick in the bottom. She cast the child under one of the shrubs. That's love. She went and sat down. She went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. She sat over against him, lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Now, if I had a topic to talk about this morning as it relates to us, it would be baby mama drama. This was some baby mama drama for real. And the wife is the one that calls the baby mama drama. Because, hallelujah, we see that she was a maid servant. Hagar was. She was not a slave, because slaves back in that time, well, we know slavery to be oppressed, oppression, which is one race serving another race. But in this case, when we see in this testimony that the slavery was type of most of the time when women or men were sold in slavery at times, they were just a piece of meat. They were sold for what we call today sex trafficking. And so this is what was going on back in Genesis. Sex trafficking was going on. Oh, believe you me, it ain't just something new that just started. So here we have Hagar, an Egyptian maid servant. She had choices. She could do what she wanted to do. She was just serving Hagar, just helping her. She wasn't really oppressed as it was, as what we would think as a slave. But she wasn't a bondwoman or a slave to Abraham. Somehow, the Bible does not tell us how that she was introduced in the family, but somehow she may have been given as a gift, as a wedding present. We don't know. But baby mama drama, we're going to talk about shame. We're going to talk about jealousy. We're going to talk about hurt. We're going to talk about pain. We're going to talk about disappointment. We're going to talk about submission. We're going to talk about obedience. We're going to talk about reward. We're going to talk about hastiness, and we're going to talk about anger. All of those things happen in this testimony, in this baby mama drama. Now, the first thing I want to say is, if you have read my book, I talk about fornication. Sarai caused her husband to fornicate. Okay? She was the married person. She was the wife. Why did she solicit her maid? Come on, first of all, this is hastiness. Hastiness, her decision, she didn't acknowledge God. She did what she wanted to do. She even defamed her own husband. Okay? I talk about this in my book as one of the things considered as fornication. Hold on. Just when you look at this, because of her hastiness, it later on brought anger about, because she said she despised her. But she didn't have to despise her. That was her choice. She the one gave her husband up to another woman. So here we see this in this baby mama drama. She caused an issue that shouldn't even happen. Because why? Her shame. She was disappointed. She was shaming. How many times did we do things hastily that we regret later on? Let's talk about it. How many times did we jump up and we make this acknowledging God, not asking God what he think about it and what we should do? We just do it what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. Oh, we're going to talk about it. She caused her own hurt. She caused her own pain. And when she was hurt and pain, she hurt Hagar. Hagar didn't have nothing to do with it. She was just a maid. She didn't say, okay, you ain't have no child. She didn't volunteer for this treatment. I know this morning. You may never heard it talk about it like this, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. It's so, hallelujah, glory be to God. This is, I want to talk about it in the way that actually, and when you see and how did this transpire, and I'm trying to find it where I have it here in the book. If you read in my book, and it talks about, I'm trying to find it here. Just hold on. Give me a moment. Okay. It's on page 62, if you had the book. And it's under the topic of rape. Even though Hagar did not consent, I want to say this again, she did not consent to what was going on. I want to read this out of the book. Rape is not far from incest and often overlaps into some instances, and I give scripture. I talk about this spirit derives a person to force themselves on the victim without consent because of overwhelming sexual emotions. Those that have been experienced in this horrible treatment are also left feeling abandoned, resentful, and ashamed. But this is not something that is so easily expressed when one has been raped or molested. A horrific experience is often as it is torment and haunts individuals of much of their lives. Even so, left unattended, the infection of its bitter root germinates into a STD, a spiritual transcending demon, and over time becomes the works of the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, and which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, sedition, heresy, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such. It came from Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. But here is the eye-opener. As I continue to with this topic, I describe one characteristic, it is, it relates to rape. early in the discussion that fornication originally means prostitution or selling. If a child is offered as a sexual favor in exchange for a token in an agreement, the giving person is committing rape. And this is what Sarai did. Hagar was a child. She offered her husband for sexual things, even though she wanted a child. She's causing her husband to rape. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Let's talk about this. This is life and family. I know you ain't never heard this before. And it says, this also applies to a wife or a husband is offered for sex to anyone outside of their marriage, which such as a spouse. Stop right there. You have to read the rest of the book. So I know people are like, what? Yes. It's more to meet the eye when this. So since then, this is happening. Since Sarai was hurting because she didn't have a child, she was hasty, she was shamed, and then after she had offered her maid to her husband, she said, do as you please. She could have a child. After the woman became pregnant, she threw her out. She threw her out because why? She was jealous then. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. So in this matter, you see that she not only was she disappointed because Hagar was pregnant, again, Hagar was not, she didn't have no choice in all of this. Look at how mean Sarah was because of her hastiness. The hastiness turns to, I mean, first of all, it was her shame. Her shame led to hastiness. Her hastiness led to anger. Her anger and jealousy was in operation at that time. She was so disappointed because of all of that that she went on. But let's look at something. God himself had to intervene for this woman. How many times that you have been scandalized? How many times that somebody has talked about you since you don't even know why they're jealous of you? You don't know why that they have hurt you. You don't know why. Let me say something. She didn't fight Sarah. She didn't go back and tell her off and give her a piece of palm. We want to fight our own battles. Oh, we're going to talk about this, y'all. But she cried unto the Lord. And when she cried unto God himself, God had a conversation with her. God had a conversation with her, the Egyptian maid servant. God said, I'm going to multiply your seed. God said, he started prophesying into her life. I know y'all ain't liking this morning, but we're going to talk about this. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it seems hard. But the Bible tells us the way of a transgressor is hard. So if it's hard, you're going to end up transgressing against God when you do things your way. And this is this is what Sarai did. God had to speak to the man. Because even though Abraham gave into the voice of his wife, and he did what she said, oh, my God. This, you talk about some drama. You talk about some issues going on. God said, I got to fix this mess. I got to fix this mess or somebody going to get killed. I got to step in here and I got to talk to this man. I got to talk to the maid because she didn't have nothing to do with this. But her love for her child She cried. And the Lord came by and talked to her twice. We can see now that the Arab nation is very, 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 very rich in substance. Why? Because God intervened. But the person that asked the question about the seed of Abraham, you don't even know you was just leading. You was just a prelude to what was about to go down. Because of Hagar's obedience, she submitted to go back to be tortured. But she was blessed, y'all, believe it or not. She said, I wouldn't care who. No, I ain't doing that. God will tell us to do some things that we don't want to do. Do what God say to do, even though it may be grievous to us, even though it may seem hard and harsh. But God, why would you do that? The blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. There was no sorrow later on. Even though the scripture does not tell us later on, it goes over into Galatians 4:24-25, and it talks about later on what Hagar in the New Testament. But we need to realize, hallelujah, that God utilized this baby mama drama to show us something today. God told us that we just have to heed to us. God showed us that this woman, hallelujah, glory to God. This woman had, you know, ooh, Jesus, when God told me, he said, this is who I want you to talk about life and family this morning. How to handle, how do you handle those? Oh, hallelujah. You talk about misuse, misabuse, and mistreatment. Oh, my God, it was going on. It was going down in Father Abraham's camp. So, I want to say this. God descended Hagar. God came to her rescue. Even though Sarai, in her hastiness and her anger and all of her bitterness and her jealousy was coming after her, she did it. But she took it out on the maidservant. She was just a maid. Think about it. She was just a maid. And normally the maids just do whatever that the mistress or the mister wants. And she somehow, to me, when you think about maids, most of the time, maids got paid, even though sometimes the maids, the salary may have been low, probably with pennies back in the day of the real slavery. But who knows? We don't know the exchange. Apparently, something at the maid service in Sarai had some kind of good relationship. She saw something in Hagar. She had to. They had to have some kind of relationship. But it turned for the worse when Sarai did what she did. So let's talk life and family. Let's talk. How many baby mama dramas did you know today? They don't turn out like this. It turns out that the wife or whoever treating the baby mama. Now, this is really baby mama drama because it wasn't just Abraham. He wasn't doing the thing. The baby mama was really the one that was being mistreated. Most of the time today, we know all kind of things goes on. So here we have a real live testimony. How God dealt with it. How God had to talk to the man. I know you hurt because your child, your wife won't you to put away the child. I know you hurt. I know you don't want to do this. He grieved Abraham. Even though Ishmael was mocking Isaac, the promised seed, you caused this jealousy to come in your camp. So the first thing I want us to do, point number one, how many times in our hastiness we just make decisions and not acknowledge God? Point number two, what was the purpose of us jumping up and doing what we're doing? Did God tell us to do it, or did we do it ourselves? Point number three, should you be jealous if it don't come out the way that you want it to come out? Number three, should you go back and hurt somebody else because you got mad because it turned out a different way than you thought it should have turned out and you didn't reap the benefit? Come on, let's talk. This is real life and family. This happens in 2022 just as it did in 2075 B.C., okay? That's about the estimated time that this was happening. So let's talk. Come back. We're going to take a commercial. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this. We're going to entertain questions and comments to what went on in this baby mama drama. Administrator, commercial, and come back. You there, administrator? All right. All right, so the thing, administrator may have stepped away. We're gonna open up for questions and comments. For those of you that have a comment, you can text 334-440-6152. 334-440-6152. Hallelujah. We're gonna open up for comments. For those, if you're on the blog side, press 1 on the dial of your phone, or you can chat, put it in the blog side. You can put it in the chat room. Administrator will retrieve those questions and comments, or our visionaries can retrieve it. You can do that. For those of you that's on the conference line, we're going to start with the conference line first until you can get see what's going on in our with our administrator. So the conference line, if you have a question or a comment this morning, star 6 your line. Make sure your line is unmuted. We're live all over the world. Don't hesitate. Please come in with your question or your comment. Anyone have a comment about our topic this morning? The baby mama drama and how we talked about this morning. Anyone with a question or a comment?
Good morning, Dr. Welch. This is my statement. Just wanted
good
to
morning.
Say that it was just good morning. It was just thank you once again for allowing the Spirit of the Lord flow through you on this morning. Much knowledge and much wisdom, amen, that pours through, amen, that the people really need today. They need real talk. Amen. Amen. Real talk. They need the real talk. They need the real thing. Amen. And that, your time alone, thank you, Lord. Your time alone with God to prepare what God wants to say to the people, to reach the people where they're at today. It was today. A topic in itself of poor people So let me see what was happening. But let me see what's going on. Because we have always said baby mama drama. And when you get mixed up as a baby mama drama with another baby mama drama, oh, you got something. Amen. But the word of God, amen, gives us, amen, how we deal with things. How we deal with everything. And it tells us in all thy ways to acknowledge. I like what you said, even in the first question, when that question was asked about we being the seed of Abraham. Glory to God. And I'm like, God, she is hitting it. I said, she's hitting that. But the nail on the hammer on the nail, whatever how they say you hitting it. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, this topic, amen, they said, like Proverbs always says, run for it. It's now. It's needed. Amen. Glory to God. And there are many people, even when they're not able to hear right now, go back and listen to it. Hallelujah. Because I tell you, God is getting us ready. He's getting us ready. Don't you hear? Can't you hear? The Spirit is saying unto the church, if you hear, amen, what God, how God is speaking, God desired none of us to perish. He didn't make hell for his creation. Why would he make hell for his creation? And we were fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. No. God is using his men, women of God, the men and women of God. So we'll make a proclamation, hallelujah, glory to God, of his word, not to exegesis, nothing of that. Just give them the word. Give them the truth. Let Jesus exegesis to us. Let Jesus give it to us. Amen, glory to God. Because it is simplicity. Amen. Jesus did not come to this world. Amen. With the angels flying with royalty on him. He didn't come like that. He didn't come on a white horse, amen, glory to God, with the finest jewels on his robe, with the crown on his head. No, he came in a humble way. That's why they couldn't receive him. He didn't come for them, my little Osiah God. Those words to God that had their own vision and ideals of how he should come to the earth. Amen. Baby mama drama. There's a lot of us out there have gone through that. And now for the generation that we're speaking to. Amen. Present. As in future generation, you talk about baby mama drama. It's not going to never end until Jesus returns. And so, Dr. Wilkes, it was just on target. The topic itself is just on target. Glory to God. God bless you for allowing God to use you.
And, Mother, this is one of the things, too, we don't realize. Sarah didn't really have to be patient. After all, she was her, Abraham, her husband, had money.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Maid didn't have no resources. She didn't. So you put this, you just put her out with some bread and some water. She didn't have no resources. She didn't have no friends. She was the outcast, really, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She was already, she didn't have no money. She didn't have, you know, family, close knit, or any of that. So the ill treatment that was put upon her, God had to defend her. God was,
amen.
God was her judge. God was her jury. And he made sure she got a fair trial.
Amen.
He came
because of the seed.
Ooh. He He was her back. He was her shield. He was her buckler. Okay.
Amen.
Why would he make her go back? Because it doesn't say that she had it doesn't tell us that she had a real relationship where we always see her like the baby mama drama that happened over later on with Samuel's mom, Hannah.
Yeah.
You know, that's another baby mama drama right there, and Rebecca. That's another baby mama drama. But we talking about this one right here. Okay? Where the wife asks the husband to rape the maid, and the maid have a baby, then the mama and the wife won't get mad and then put y'all get off that TV and get in this Bible, you're gonna find some stuff, okay? So I'm sounding comical here. So we have to see the situation.
So you're going to find that for real time.
It was out of her control. And I'm quite sure that Hagar was, not only was she hurt, not only did she have pain, but I'm quite sure she felt belittled as a woman. Why she treating me like this? Why are you doing me like this? But the moral of this testimony is, when you let God be God, oh, baby, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed because God did not allow her child to die in the wilderness, in the desert. Let me tell you something. That he there in the desert, there does not even compare to our 90-degree weather here. It don't even compare. Because not only is it dry and arid, there is no wind whatsoever. The sun, there's no trees or nothing out there for you to get under. But what she did probably find, she found a bush. Ain't much shade coming from a bush, y'all. Is that not what the scripture said, Mother Sydney?
Amen.
She was under a bush, not a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know some bushes can get kind of big, but there ain't much shade.
I'm telling you.
So she was driven to be tormented. But God defended her.
My little boat for you.
And the song that says, God favor me. Woo, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God will favor you. Don't fight back. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Don't fight back. Don't do stuff your way. But then you only get in the way of God, how God is going to handle the situation. And he did. He told her. He prophesied to this maid servant. I'ma bless you. I'ma bless you. I'ma bless your seed. You ain't got to worry about it. And he also was the father of many nations.
Yeah.
You get left out. If you think about it, he really didn't get left out. Because we can see right now in our country who can come up and pop up gas stations. Who can come out of nowhere and they open up restaurants. We're like, how in the world that happened? We've been here. Okay. It's just the prophecy. Don't get mad. Get jealous. It's just God just showing us that is still happening from what he prophesied to this Egyptian woman.
Amen.
Somebody might not agree with that, but okay. It's all right. It is what it is. God bless whom he blessed, and he going to curse whom he cursed. We have no control over it because he's God. He can do whatever he want to do, how he want to do it, and when he wants to do it. We can say it's unfair all we want, We have to look at the circumstances that happened. And God already had told Abram, I'm going to give you a child. But no, they want to intervene and help. All the other stuff that came out from this drama, these issues, it wasn't because it was supposed to happen. Well, it was supposed to happen because it wasn't. He allowed it. But if they just think about it, if they had waited, Hagar wouldn't have been hurt. Ishmael wouldn't have been born. Probably he would have been born, but probably not in this type of arena. The whole dynamic of this testimony would have been different. And I call it a testimony because it's not a story. It's a testimony. Because we are learning something. We overcome by one another's testimonies. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Any more comments? Mother, you
can.
Any more comments?
God bless you all this morning, Dr. Wilkes.
All right, Apostle.
Amen. Powerful. Bless you, Mother Sydney. I miss you on yesterday morning, woman of God. Praying for you in the background.
Thank you.
Amen. Certainly give honor to our visionary, Dr. Matthew, Administrator Bryant. Dr. Wilkes, you took us back to what I call the great argument, the great debate historically. And then I thought that was a powerful topic you used, talking about the baby mama drama. There's a lot of mysteries in what you shared this morning, and when you look at the scriptures and understand it historically from that place, it's powerful because even in that I look at, and you brought it out, I look at God's grace on Hagar at that time, and even looking on Sarah when she laughed and mocked God, but looking on her and how he still looked beyond all their faults. That's just a representation of knowing God's love and his grace for us. And this is why, you know, I would say you call it the great argument debate when it comes to with scholars and theologians from when you're dealing with the two great nations. When you brought it out talking about, you know, Israel, the Jews, and the Arabs. This is why you have the, again, the fight of the land in Israel through those great nations, which God, you know, told her that her seed will be blessed and there will be a great nation because it came from the seed of Abraham. So this is why you have, again, the battle of the lands. And that's why we have to understand as believers what's going on in Israel when it comes to that. Because isn't it amazing how people could take something, and this is why when you look at the Islamic faith, you look at how they can take on many wives through their teaching. A lot of that derived from what they was taught and what they seen through what took place with Sarai and Hagar. Mm-hmm. And that's why they believe in their teachers they can take on many wives. But we know that God, according to God, what he established, he's going to give us one wife, one husband, between man and woman. But it's just powerful for how what you brought and laid out today, because a lot of people is dealing with that today with the baby mama drama. You know, I had to deal with it as a man in my immature state before I graduated, man of God. Before I graduated, gave my life to the Lord, I had to deal with that baby mama drama because I messed up as a man. I messed up. Yeah. So it wasn't necessarily their fault. I take the blame. I didn't take the blame then, but I take the blame now. But I thank God in spite of, he still graced me through it, and he has brought me to this present day, this present time in my life. And I'm telling you, I bless God for my children today and my grandchildren. Just so powerful, woman of God, and I thank you for sharing this to the people because we need to know this and know that God's love is so great for us that he will still grace us even in the midst of us, messing up. And I think Prophet said a lot about flaw, but favor. God God still favored Abraham even in the first seed. And then coming to the seed that he did bless through Sarah in her old age, she still birthed a child. Amen. God promises always come to pass, and I thank God for it. So bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Apostle. Thank you. This, I tell you, when the Lord said, I want you to talk about this, I was like, Lord? I, you know, God, how he deals with me is just, it's uncanny. That's all I can say. And I was like, okay, from life and family, these are real family issues that go on, believe it or not. Then you could also look at it the point that Hagar became the first surrogate mother. You know, she was forced to have a child. Now, can you imagine somebody, you have your child, and then you talk about, now this is my baby. Huh? All right.
Okay.
Let's talk. Amen. Anybody else with a question or a comment this morning?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Mother Jackson.
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, Mother Sydney. Good morning, wonderful woman, Evangelist Wilkes. What a message. Mama drama. Oh, like a baby mama drama. And you kept it real. Now, you know I love that. Keep it real. Now is the time that their ears need to hear women and men of God tell the truth. You know, and I just love that. You didn't miss a beat. Woman of God, you didn't miss a beat. And you know I got to tell you, this is what's needed. Break it down. You know, we read the word and we can quote scriptures. But people today need we as Christians to break it down, because when we make mistakes, we need to stand and say, we're sorry. That was not God. That's not God's move. That we were walking in God's. When you heard me, you know, if you hear me curse, if you hear me acting ugly, acting worldly, that wasn't God. That was my flesh, and that was the enemy. Own up to it. And ask God to forgive you as well as people. You're out of line. When you're out of line of God's word, admit it and repent and get back in. We as Christians, let's be real. Let's not be a hypocrite. I love you, woman of God. You did it. You hit a home run in Jesus' name. Stay encouraged. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Love all of you. Mother Jackson.
Amen. We love you too, Mother Jackson. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm following up with everybody else. They got to say it. That was a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. You were in my alley. You were teaching. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, God just do what he do. I believe in letting him do what he does. He knows what he okay. I don't know if administrator is back, so we can do take a commercial and see if anything on the blog side. Administrator, you there? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead. Let's get a commercial. We're going to come back.
Amen. We don't have anything. Welcome everyone that's listening in on the blog side this morning. We don't have any direct questions, but the comments are in overload. How you bless them this morning and allow God to use you. And we welcome everyone that's listening in this morning.
Now, I want to say something to young women and young men. First of all, no matter what stage of life we are in, Mother Jackson said, when we call it a mistake. But I'm not going to call it a mistake. I'm going to call it when we jump to the gun and we do stuff out of hastiness, out of our flesh. When we let flesh have his way, do we pause to think about what is the consequences from what we done? Now, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real so y'all can know that, you see, Evangelist Wilkes ain't always being polished with the glory of God. in my marriage, even in my marriage, in the 41 years that I've been with my spouse.
Yeah.
I met him in February 81. We got married in August 1981. So
amen.
We had a second time there from February to August that y'all figured out. But hallelujah. There was a point of time that Carlina felt like she didn't, her husband didn't love her. So Carlina, in the separation time of there, stepped outside the marriage. Are you talking about now it's baby daddy drama, okay? My husband came on the scene. I'm pregnant by somebody else. My husband never mistreated the child. Child carried his name even to this very day. The child.
Yes, Laura.
Loved the life out of her daddy. Now, what was the daddy? We had decided that we're going to carry on. We tried to reconcile with the dad, the father, the sperm donor, because it was my choice. I didn't want to, decided to do all the seducing and, all that kind of old stuff. But let me tell you. This child is a blessed child. The one that if something of my demise, she will be handling all the business. This child, when me and my husband was having our faults and dispute, she was away in college. She the one, they sent her mama roses and sent a card with $50 in it. Now she in college. This child makes sure that her mama, he said, Mom, what do you want Mother's Day? I said, well, I want to be debt-free. She said, well, Mom, I can't give you that yet. She said, yes. But one day I'm going to get there, and I'm going to make sure. This is the child that got the Holy Ghost when she was 3 years old. This is the child, hallelujah, that has a prophetic mantle on her, that have dreams. This is the child that I don't even have to say nobody's name on the phone. And I was talking to my soldiers and stuff over in Germany or whoever I was the saint. She would come out from the back of the house into the front, and she said, oh, tell so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, hello. I was like, how'd she know? She had discernment. She, the guy has used her in so many ways. You hear what I'm saying? Not the seed of my husband, but the seed of somebody else. So when we make errors, you're talking about God said all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord and call to his purpose. God had a calling for my life. Saw all the mess that I had made, okay? But yet and still, look at me now. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Look at me now. Look at how God took all of the things that I did wrong. He turned it around. So when I talk to you this morning, hallelujah, we have truth in our life. I know some people say, I wouldn't have told all of that. Well, that's you. I'm trying to help somebody. So what am I saying? You young women, Don't ever feel like your child is a mistake. Even if that child came out of unnatural circumstances that you did not desire, don't mistreat that child because of what happened in your life. Young men or fathers, don't mistreat the child. And don't get mad at the woman because both of y'all laid there, y'all had that child. The child didn't ask to come here. Take care of your business. If y'all can't get along, Don't do that arguing and fighting in front of the child. The child did not ask to come here. You two made the decision to do what you did, even if it was supposed to be not. So what am I saying? This is real talk. Real talk. Do what is right and watch God bless you. Do what's right. Repent. Show the love of God. Show grace, because God is definitely showing you grace. He wakes you up every morning. Allow you to breathe. It allow you to get a job if you got one. Male or female. This is you could, if you wanted to say something about this whole topic, as the apostle said, the grace of God. The grace will go beyond what you can see and what you know. Because truly it said that Hagar submitted punishment, the ill treatment that she had. God had her back. And God, I have your back.
Amen.
Even when people mistreat you, God, I have your back. It didn't say that Hagar fighting back. It didn't say she ran. Then she ran because she couldn't take it. And anybody else probably would have ran too. But God came along, and he had not one conversation with her, but two. Okay, come on, prophet. I'm going to shut my mouth.
You, in your authenticity, and I think Administrator Brian was saying the same, sharing from the response of the people of how this word today, and you're being so authentic about your message. You literally shut the mind of people who create a black book about your destiny. You open up your own black book and wrote your own chapter. And that's very powerful, because oftentimes on here, as we are being authentic, especially leading up to the conference, what God is doing in the Lifeline Conference and those who will be coming and attending, and even the new people that are coming, and even the new people that are coming from a clubhouse and coming from Facebook and coming in partners, and even the local people around in some parts of the United States that are going to be joining us for this. I just thank God for this word today, because this is a very powerful word for somebody today to grab this word, Evangelist Wilkes, and how God is really using you as a pivotal vessel in this season to really deal with the drama that's going on around the world, and even the innuendos and the falsification of things, to talk about a reality that is going on in the world and things that are transpiring as it relates to the word of God. And I just thank God today for you pitching a tent to open up this type of spiritual realm to deal with this issue, and even talk about it from the scriptural text of what actually happened. And that's a powerful word today. I really don't have any words to even compare. The Apostle Simmons, you know, said it very well, and some of the other ones. This is what people are looking for right now. And I'm telling you, they're looking for the true authenticity of the word of God. Mother Sydney was with me last night, or we were going through a marathon on Clubhouse. But I'm telling you, it is so many people that are evangelist groups that are navigating towards the authenticity of the word and your experience of what you've been through to even tell this part of the story. And people's mouths are just, it's not open for food, it's open because they're amazed of how God can take you through 40-some years of being able to come out of the wilderness into the great, into the greatness of God for your life, your husband's life, and the ministry and the lives of those people. So I'm just so blessed today. I really don't have any words, but I'm just thanking God for you on today and letting the Lord use you on today with this word. And may God bless you. I tell you, bless you.
You're welcome, Prophet. I'm because I don't need, I don't have to talk about it. And, you know, when he said, when after that text, the administrator hit me, my heart was just so, and I heard that, I'm like, God, like, just like I'm talking to you, I heard God clearly. He said, your theme from now on is let's talk. Life and family.
Like,
you know, I had my own agenda, how I was going to come and talk about the Sermon on the Mount, da, 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 da. He said, you need to talk to these because people are hurting. People need to know some
decisions
by the book. So there is a book called Decisions by the Book. We need to understand how we should be making decisions by the Word of God, not because of how we feel. See, that's what messes us up. Because when we start doing what we feel, I believe the verse says the footsteps of the righteous are ordained by him. So if he said, in all thy ways to acknowledge him, where does us come in at? Where's us coming in? Us come in as we do like Hagar did, submit. Submit to the will of God. But we don't know our outcome unless we allow God to do it. We say, well, if he gave me the freedom of choice, I hear somebody saying it. God made this, you know, gave us five senses to do this. Okay. He gave it to us. Yes, he did. But that does not negate him saying acknowledge him first. Because if we acknowledge him first, then our five senses, he would use those five senses to help us to do what's right. But when we don't, we tend to get into some trouble. We have issues. We have drama. We have all kind of disappointments. We have bitterness. We have hurt. We want to fight. We want to do this. We want to do that. Because why? Flesh will begin to override. And we forget all about what Genesis to Revelation done told us. Being real. So this is real talk. As Mother City said, this is real talk. Been there, done that, and learning from it. Any other comments?
Amanda Wilkes, we want to welcome some students that are listening in on the line. Hold on a second. That are listening on the line from that text we sent you about the young lady that had committed suicide and wrote her suicide note from Southern University, a beautiful young lady, Elena Miller, and one of the students that are listening, we just wanted to tell you thank you for the message that she sent, because she sent a message when you were teaching that morning that if that student only could have listened to Dr. Wilkes, she believed that she would have been reached. And she want to thank you so much for the caring heart that you have, not only for people, but God's people and young people.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Young people, I'm going to say this and hear my heart. I'm just a really mushy person. I might sound like I'm on top of the world, but I have 4 children. My sons are 40, 38. My daughters are 35 and 25. Soon to be 36 and 26. I have 18 grandchildren from the ages of 2 to 19. My oldest grandchild was rushed to the hospital because she having some issues going on in her body. She's 19 years old. Let me tell you where my passion comes from for people. I am the oldest of all of my siblings. I came from a blended family because my parents divorced. I was about 3 or 4 years old. My, if you want to call her stepmom, I don't call her my stepmom. My mom had raised me I lived with my mother for a while. I lived with my dad for a while. But when I was in my dad's home, I did not get mistreated by his second wife. As a matter of fact, when she died, right before I turned 40, I was devastated. Point, because I saw this woman and my mother, they got along. I saw, even though my mom would say words and stuff like this, I never heard my stepmom talk about my mother. I saw her always giving to people. Both of my, all my, and my grandparents, I saw that. I saw them caring for other people. So it was embedded in me. I said to myself that I did not want, even though that sometimes I felt like I was not loved from my father, I felt that. Where I got that from, I have no idea, but it was just jealousy, I guess, because of how I saw certain things. And I didn't know my own parents and stuff. But let me say this. When my stepmom died, I call her my mom, when she died, she wrote in the family Bible, my favorite child. I was with it. I was like, why did she put that in there? That's going to cause discord between everybody. That's how she felt. She treated me like I was the golden child. I guess that's what you could say. But I did not know she would tell me, you just have a lot of mother wit. I was like, what is that? I thought she was talking bad about me. So I would cry. I would cry. But my passion for people came from all some of the things that I had endured in my childhood that I didn't understand. And it caused me to be a people person. Not that I'm trying to be God or nothing, but I just feel that people need to be loved. And if God gives me that opportunity to show them love, any shape, form, or fashion, even if it caused me to give them an ice cream cone, that's what I want to do. And I ask God to help me to love his people the way he loved me. I don't know no other way to explain when I see other people hurt and I can't do nothing about it. All I can do is cry. People say, you are so patient. I can't explain that one either. I just know it's just the love of God. But I wouldn't have did all that. I wouldn't have took that. Even my husband told me, he said, I don't know how you do it. It's the God in me. He said, I'm not going to heaven by myself. And I'm going to take somebody along with me. And if it causes me to be transparent, if it causes me the pain, the suffering that I have done, to put it out there so that somebody can hear it and know, hey, I ain't the only one that's been through this. Because most of the time when I was enduring all of my suffering and all of my pain, I didn't have nobody to come along and say, I'm going to pray for you. I didn't have nobody to come along and say, here's a piece of change, and let me help you out. I went through some tremendous and some tumultuous things that happened in my childhood that have the half of the story haven't been told. Even my book does not even touch the surface of some of the things that I went through just to get that book wrote, just the things that have transpired that I didn't even put in the book to cause my relationship with my spouse to be as beautiful as it is today. So, young people, yes, I care. I care about your soul. I care because somebody, even though I may not know who it is, they prayed for me. Somebody. And I believe my mom, she did. Both of them. My natural mother and my engrafted mother. They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself because I had low self-esteem. I'm still trying to get used to people calling me Dr. Will. I'm like, okay. Even my therapist, I'm going to tell you, yep, I'm going through therapy now because of the grief that I'm starting to show, causing stress in my life. I'm learning that. He said to me, the doctor said, did you celebrate? He said, because no matter what nobody else say about you, your name is on this book. I was just saying, I will be turning 60 years old this year. And I was just telling my business partner, I have never had a birthday party with the balloons and the cake and people coming, bringing me gifts and all of that stuff. I've never had that. So does it stop me from being who I am? No, it doesn't. So no matter how people mistreat me, but use me, do whatever, I'm destined to help somebody out of their grief. I might go through things, but even in my disappointment, God will send an angel in some shape, form, or fashion and drop a word to help me. So why can't I help somebody else? Because that's what God has done for me. So I, young people, be encouraged. I pray, listeners, whoever you, young, middle-aged, senior alike, I pray there's something that I've said today in this life. And, you know, it's about life and family. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to come with some more. Oh, yeah, we're going to come with some more. We're going to see how, we're going to talk about alcoholism on first, if we can get to there, our next segment. So after the questions and stuff, we're going to talk about alcoholism. What? Alcoholism in the word? Yep. We're going to talk about it. All right? Any other questions or comments? On the blog side, press 1 on the dial of your phone, or you put something in the chat room. You can text 334-440-6152, or you can *6 your line on the conference line. Anyone have comments? All right, then. Administrator, I'm done. Pray and you can take us off the air. Father in heaven, we thank and praise your name, O God. Lord, you said it in your word that there is nothing new under the sun. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, as we ponder what we have heard this morning, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will reveal a new light within us. Lord, that will cause us to draw closer to you. Lord, it's not about Carlina. It's not about the prophets. Not about, oh God, all of the leaders. But it's about you reaching your people to bring them back unto yourself. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you are healing this morning. That you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, is lifting the burden of some of the people. God, that they are starting being infiltrated with joy and peace. We thank you, oh God, for just hearing the cry and knowing what's on the heart. Oh God, hallelujah, that you will bring about, oh God, a better man, a better woman, a better boy, and a better girl. We thank you right now for caring for us and loving us so. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. And we pray, oh God, hallelujah, whatever fault, mishap, disappointment, misunderstanding, whatever we have done in our lives, oh God, that is not pleasing unto thee, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us. Help us, hallelujah, and I can't help it. Help us, oh God, in all the afflictions and whatever things that's going on in our mind and in our subconscious. Help us, oh God, let your blood prevail even the more. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, people of God, we say shalom. Join us again at 5 a.m. in the morning where our very own Apostle Maurice Simmons will be coming in the morning to deliver the word that God has given to him for the people. God bless you.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak
prosperity. And I speak health.
God favors me.
They whisper. They conspire. They told their lies. But God favors
me. My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My
faith in God.
Everything was in question. But he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor and encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Tell you we are.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
He even wants to bring me down the side.
Hey,
God.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're well.